right, welcome back. Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am speaking with Paula G. She is, as you can tell, a very, very inspiring speaker. She's also host of her radio program and her TV program. And tell us more about the program, its mission, and some of the people that you've talked, just in a general sense, some of the people you've spoken with on your program.
Well, before I do that, I have to give a few shout-outs and a few thank yous.
Okay.
Because if it weren't for certain people, I wouldn't be here. And the first one that I have to give a shout-out and a thank you to is Clark Garrison of Survival Radio Network, in which I have my show on Wednesday evenings at 8:30 on Survival Radio Network, the Paula G. Show. I've been on there for about 4 years now.
Okay.
And just, you know, I appreciate Clark for all he's done and all that he has done to help me progress in radio. Show is also on the LMB network out of New York. It's rebroadcast out of New York on Fridays at 11 o'clock in the morning, the Survival Radio Network show. But then I also have two shows on Positive Power 21, and I have to give a shout out to Jerry Voice Live on Positive Power 21 because he's really opened the door of opportunity for me to have radio show, which airs on Friday evenings at 11:30 p.m. It's late night radio with Jerry Voice Live and Paula G. And then that's followed by the Christian Party Line with Shay Samuel, Chanel Lynn Malloyd, Patrice Jackson, and myself. So okay. We have a great time on Friday nights. But I also have my TV show, which is My Journey, in which we interview talent from the Christian and gospel community, and they share their journey. They share their journey in regard to their gifts and talents, and what that journey looks like, as well as their personal journey. And in the course of interviewing, I've had the pleasure over my 4 years of being in radio of interviewing just a wide variety of people. And those that I've interviewed on my journey who have actually had the opportunity to share their journey in regards to the gift, it's interesting because one of the young ladies that I interviewed, she said that in the course of her journey in discovering what her gift was, she didn't even realize that it was a gift.
Interesting.
Because it was one of those things where it was like, for her, brushing her teeth. Waking up in the morning, it was brushing her teeth. You brush your teeth every day. That's not a gift. You just brush your teeth every day. So to her, she said, that's what I thought singing was. That's what I thought singing was, because it was all around me. It was the norm in my home. So I didn't realize that this was really a gift that I could use throughout my life and to minister to others and to make a living, off of that gift. And I think sometimes when individuals are raised in the midst of their gift, sometimes they don't realize it's a gift until they look outside and say, oh, wait, everybody doesn't sing, or everybody doesn't act or, whatever the gift may be. So I've learned in my journey in talking with individuals that sometimes it takes them a minute to realize, that they have that gift. Sometimes it is difficult for them to step out on that gift out of fear or out of lack of support from others, or maybe lack of resources, or maybe lack of knowing how, to utilize that gift.
Yeah.
So there's a variety of reasons. And then there are those that, I knew early on that this is what I wanted to do. And, when I was younger and I would walk around the house with a hairbrush and, mama would tell me, put that brush down and, go wash some dishes or something, I would be in school singing and I would always get in trouble, or I'd be in detention, but I'd be in detention singing. That's how you know that is a gift, because regardless of what's happening around them, they're still walking in whatever, whatever that is. You have percussionists, that drove people crazy all their lives, going banging on everything, banging on everything. Stop that noise. Stop that noise. And now they're a well-known percussionist, and it's, that's my baby.
Yeah.
That's my baby.
Change their tune altogether.
Change the tune altogether. Yes.
Well, I'm curious. You mentioned that some of the people have the gift. Mm-hmm. It's been there all the time. Mm-hmm. They did not recognize it, though, as a gift until sometime later. From what they discussed with you about that, did their discovery of the fact that this gift that they did not always recognize as a gift, did their view of that gift change at all once they realized it was indeed a gift and not something that they just enjoyed doing? Or was their attitude about it, their view of it, basically the same once they realized, hey, I've been given a gift?
I think it was the revelation of, this is actually a gift. Yes, this is actually a gift. I have been given this gift, and I can take this and use this to help others or to minister to others. And then also there was reflection on, oh man, okay, now I understand why. I remember when I was 10 years old and singing this song in church, and this particular woman seemed so, or man seemed so moved or so emotional. And I was wondering, like, what's wrong with them? You know, they don't feel well, or, you know, they were thinking something other than the fact that what is coming out of their mouth is ministering, you know, to that person. So it's the revelation and understanding, wow, God has given me something that he intends for me to use to minister to others or to help others. So for some, you know, the revelation was overwhelming, humbling.
Yeah.
You know, to say the least, humbling, you know, for some. For others, it was very exciting because in the midst of, I'm trying to figure out what it is that I want to do, it's sort of like Dorothy, you know, you had the magic the whole time.
Yes.
So realizing, oh, wow, I don't have to search.
Mm-hmm.
I had it all the time.
All the time.
You know, the whole brushing my teeth thing. Oh, all I got to do, all I have to do is brush my teeth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you get the analogy.
Yes, indeed.
You know what I mean? I have had it all along, you know, all of this time. And sometimes on our way to figuring out what it is that we think we want to do, we discover that gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a lot of us have gone to college.
Yeah.
And we've spent 4 years studying what we thought we wanted, only to discover later on that maybe that's not the path that I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to have to go back and tell mom or dad or whoever it is that funded that college that, you know what, I thought about it. That's not what I want to do.
Yeah.
So if you survive that conversation, some of us have survived and some have not survived that conversation. What? I spent how many thousands of dollars and you telling me you want to go and, you know.
It took you $20,000
to figure that out. Why didn't you figure that out? Oh, yes. And certain cultures might be a little bit more passionate about it than others.
Where that money might be a little harder to come
that's
by.
That's right. That's right. So when you begin to have that conversation, you know, first you got to talk fast, you know, while you're ducking. Ducking. You know, but a lot of us, and I really believe that we are in a day and age where a lot of us now are realizing that while we all have a 9-to-5 and there's nothing wrong with a 9-to-5 mm-hmm. because the bills got to be paid,
exactly.
Babies like to eat. Nothing
right.
wrong with a 9-to-5. But whatever that thing is, and I call it a thing because your thing might be different than my thing,
mm-hmm.
whatever that little, you know, they say the fire that shut up in your bones, whatever that little thing is, you know, in the back of your mind, I've always wanted to, but, you know, finish that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Finish that sentence. Figure out what it is that you need to do to finish that sentence. I always wanted to be an artist, but didn't have the time. Find the time, make the time.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to be an artist, but, you know, I'm raising my family right now. Okay, that's fine. So maybe there's something that you can do in the process of becoming an artist while you're raising your family. And I always use the analogy, let's say maybe a woman says, you know, I want to be a baker. And I want, you know, I want to own my own bakery, but I'm raising children right now. Okay, so maybe during that time you can go to school, find out what it takes, take some marketing classes, find out what it takes to, you know, become a baker, to own your own bakery, trying your different recipes, all of those things while you're raising your family. Mm-hmm. And then when your children become of age, you have the education behind you, you have the knowledge behind you of what it takes to open your own business, you have all the recipes because you've tried them on all your family, you're ready to open your business. And some of the individuals that I've talked to on my journey on Positive Power have done that,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe different stages of their lives where they have discovered, you know, this ultimately is what I want to do. I'm not there yet, but in the meantime, I'm going to take the steps that I need to take to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
So when the time comes, I will be ready to step into whatever the opportunity is.
And increase the chances of succeeding as a result.
Yes.
So that time spent raising the children.
Yes.
Which is a very significant role to play in anyone's life.
Yes.
From the perspective of the business, mm-hmm. doesn't end up being lost time.
Correct.
They realize I can use the best of this time doing both, taking care of family mm-hmm. and preparing to launch out into the deep.
And you know, I have what I had mentioned earlier, Jerry Royce Live and Positive Power 21, just an awesome, awesome, awesome man of God. And he's a perfect example of working your passion. Radio, TV, CEO of Positive Power 21, working your passion, but he also has his family involved. He has his children involved. He has his son working audio and technology. He has his daughter who has a show, Music Video Profiles with Sky. So while he's working toward, you know, his ultimate goal of just really blowing this whole thing up with Positive Power 21, I mean, he calls it an empire. He has his family that is working with him, radio, TV, media. You know, it's a triple threat. You know, we call it a triple threat.
Yeah.
So, you know, while he's growing this business, while working his day job, while he's growing this business, his family's coming right along with him. His family's coming. So now, not only are, you know, you have someone that's walking in his gift, but you also have someone that's creating legacy and someone that's building legacy as well. So I believe that is another example of that whole journey. I actually had an opportunity to interview him on the show as well. And we just talked about that. You know, walking in your gift. What can you be doing at each season of your life so that gift comes to fruition? Bringing his children along, because he and his wife in the process of raising children. So bringing the children along and incorporating them in that so they are learning too. They're learning skills. They're learning entrepreneurial skills, what it means to own and operate your own business. So we're walking in our gift and creating legacy for the family.
I love it. And I'm sure serving as inspiration to many other people, including Paula G. Paula G is inspiring us. I want you to stay with us. She has so much more to share with us. Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., you're listening to Paula G. We'll be right back.